You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time for your roundup of all things accessible, and this week's picks include wedding bells and divorce papers. First up, a decades-long friendship between three married couples is tested when one couple divorces, complicating their tradition of quarterly weekend getaways. When six old friends head for a relaxing weekend away, their lives are completely upended by news of the split. The Four Seasons is a comedy-drama miniseries adapted from the 1981 film of the same name, with an all-star cast including Tina Fey, Steve Carell, Colman Domingo and Will Forte.
We've been friends for 30 years.
I love all of you, plus...
Please do not talk about your other hotter friend group. It hurts my feelings.
I know, but that's so hot.
Are you guys happy?
What kind of question is that? Come on.
We sit in the same room, monitoring different screens. We're like co-workers at a nuclear facility.
Dad, this feels like a basic midlife crisis.
Okay.
Show your father some respect, even if he is wearing a tank top that you can see his nipples through.
What is going on with you two?
Claude lives in his own opera.
I'm Italian. What kind of a husband are you telling me?
This particular one is many hours long.
We're just people. Flawed people.
We have chosen each other. Come here.
Promising tears of joy and sorrow, you can binge The Four Seasons this weekend on Netflix. Over on Apple TV, Ewan McGregor and Charlie Boorman are set to embark on another cross-country journey. The latest installment of their ongoing adventures, Long Way Home, will spread across 10 episodes, following the pair as they ride refurbished vintage motorbikes from McGregor's home in Scotland to Boorman's home in England. However, instead of taking the shortest route, they'll instead opt for the scenic one.
My name is Ewan McGregor.
And for the last 20 years, my best friend Charlie Boorman and I have travelled to some of the farthest corners of the world. Yet we've never properly explored the countries on our own doorstep. So this time, Europe is our playground.
And we're doing the journey on vintage, temperamental 50-year-old bikes.
It's great to be back on the road again. Travel up through the vast Nordic countries and into the Arctic Circle.
It's bloody freezing.
Down to the beautiful Baltics in Eastern Europe.
Look at that view!
Before winding our way through the Alps and across France. When you explore the world, it makes you feel so connected to the people and to the culture. These unique experiences will stay with you forever.
Long Way Home will be exclusively available on Apple TV Plus, where you can also find the three previous seasons. On the bookshelves, there's no place like home, but that depends on who you share your home with. Blake Porter is a high flyer, but an unexpected crash landing leaves him fired abruptly from his job and unable to make the mortgage payments on the new brownstone that he shares with his fiancée. Desperate to make ends meet, he decides a roommate could be the answer to their problems. Enter Whitney, beautiful, charming, down to earth, and looking for a room to rent. But when neighbours start treating Blake differently and strange noises jar him awake at night, Blake fears someone knows his darkest secrets.
I close my eyes and imagine my fiance waiting for me in the living room of our Upper West Side brownstone. Her strawberry blonde hair pulled into that sexy, messy bun she always wears piled on top of her head, her black leggings fitted to her waist just right. I popped the question 2 months ago with a diamond that I hoped would make her head spin, and I've barely had a minute to catch my breath since then. We haven't had the engagement party she wanted. We haven't even had an engagement dinner. She deserves much better than this. No takeout tonight, I say. I'm leaving early.
Really?
The fact that she seems so astonished tugs at me. Yes, and I'm taking you out to dinner.
Blake, she says softly, you don't have to do this. If you need to work, I understand.
You're more important.
Danger Lives Right at Home in The Tenant by Frieda McFadden. Available now on Audible and Kindle.
Broadway traffic streaming light. She came from California.
Multi-platinum Grammy-nominated Counting Crows have announced their forthcoming album, Butter Miracle, The Complete Sweets. The album contains the four tracks from their previously released EP, along with five original unreleased songs, including the new single, Spaceman in Tulsa. Throughout their three-decade career, Counting Crows have consistently evolved while staying true to the emotional core that first drew listeners in. You can listen to Butter Miracle, The Complete Sweets by Counting Crows. It's out today. So you cover it up in clown. And on the big screen, two gay couples, one fake wedding. What could go wrong? Lee and Angela are struggling to fund another round of IVF after multiple unsuccessful attempts. Angela's best friend Chris and his boyfriend Min, an art student from a wealthy Korean family, live in their guest house. With Min's visa expiring and pressure beginning to mount from his family, he makes a proposal to Angela. A green card marriage in exchange for the funds for another IVF try. But this arrangement is soon complicated by the unexpected arrival of Min's grandmother to organise their wedding banquet.
A baby's gonna change everything.
I'll teach the baby art and Chris will change the diapers.
You're giving me
poop. He would be such a good mom.
So would you.
Doesn't matter if it's Lee or me, because we don't have the money.
His visa runs out in a few months and he doesn't want to go back to Korea.
My grandmother doesn't know I'm gay.
You come out, they cut you off.
I have a proposal. You marry me and I'll pay for Leah to grow a baby.
What?
Me?
Ann's grandmother flew in from Korea to meet her future granddaughter-in-law.
What are we supposed to do exactly?
We gotta de-queer the house. When
I see something, honey, I'm home. And when I
try to help, have you picked the wedding date?
We don't want a ceremony.
No ceremony?
This is absurd.
All so you can get a green card.
Jeez. Let's try looking more in love.
I don't even want to be an American. The trains are so slow and I never know how much to tip.
Catch The Wedding Banquet in cinemas this weekend. Now that's it for this week's roundup. Let us know if you've checked out any of this week's or previous week's recommendations. Just email radio@rnib.org.uk or tweet us at RNIB Radio or find us on Facebook as RNIB Connect Radio. Take care and have a great weekend.
You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.